everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Thursday, October 31st, 2013. It is Halloween. Producer Rosemary Brandt, my ace producer, we call it. Rose, what's your costume today? The costume is producer for the Buckmaster Show. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not that much into Halloween. It was great as a kid, but not so much anymore. Anyway, Buckmaster Show, we are live each weekday, 12:04 to 1, right here on AM 1030, KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We stream the show, make it very easy for you. I know many people listen to the program at their desks, you know, just put the headphones on and stream the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. And for those that can't hear us live or would like to go back and listen to a portion of the show, we have a podcast program. We put the program up usually within an hour. I don't put it up. Rose puts it up within an hour of the program's conclusion at buckmastershow.com and tucsoncitizen.com. And TucsonSentinel.com. Also, we have links at the Green Valley News, Saharita Sun, Blog for Arizona, and soon to be, any day now, Inside Tucson Business. We'll also have a link. During the noon hour, we'll talk about one of my favorite subjects, and that is air and transportation. We'll get an update on the efforts to improve air service at Tucson International Airport. 30 minutes past the hour, we will spend a whole half hour with the Attorney General of Arizona, Tom Horn. We have lots to talk about with Mr. Horn. If you have a comment or question, the Buckmaster Show live line 790-2040, and we invite you to become a friend of our program as we push toward 3,000 friends of the Buckmaster Show on our Facebook page. It's easy to find. It's my name, Buckmaster, Bill Buckmaster, parentheses, Buckmaster Show. Let's welcome now Dick Grunzel. Dick is Chief Financial Officer for the Tucson Airport Authority. He is also Vice President of Administration and Finances. Dick, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Well, this is very serendipitous to have you on because it's a pretty big deal tomorrow out of the airport with Alaska Airlines. It's been 10 years since they did the Tucson-Portland service, and they're back.
Yes, they are, and we're very fortunate that they've decided to reinstate this flight. I mean, oftentimes an airline, if it's not successful the first time, they're very hesitant to add that flight. But you're right, it is fantastic news for a new nonstop destination at TIA. It's been a number of years since we've had really any new destination, so we're hoping that this might be the start of more of that coming up in the near future.
Yeah, I really hope so. And so many people I know, Dick, that I talk to, love to go up to the great Pacific Northwest. I was up there myself just a couple of weeks ago. I like the idea of Portland because a lot of Tucson people love Portland. And Portland also offers, if you don't have to go to Seattle if you want connections, Portland up to Alaska and some other places in the Northwest.
That's exactly right. I mean, Portland itself is great, but Alaska is actually kind of forming almost a mini hub in Portland. Of course, they have the great service out of Seattle going to so many destinations, including the one daily flight between Tucson and Seattle with Alaska, which we appreciate very much. But yes, Portland is becoming a very, mini hub, as I said. I believe they also fly to, Hawaii, on Alaska from Portland.
There is nonstop service Portland to several of the islands, actually, on Alaska. Alaska's made a huge push, Dick, as you know, for the Hawaii service. They're really pushing it.
Yes, they have, both Portland and Seattle, and I think actually out of some other destinations on the West Coast as well.
Sacramento, there's a flight, and San Jose, maybe San Diego. Anyway, getting this service was part of an incentive program that we've talked about with you, Dick, that I think started 2 years ago.
That's correct.
And now the Tucson Airport Authority Board has put like a 3-year extension. What does that involve?
Well, basically, what the incentive program is number one, it's a little bit restricted by FAA regulations, so there's a limit on things we can do. But what it does offer for airlines is it gives them a little bit of risk mitigation on starting up a new route, because the airlines these days are just incredibly risk averse, and they want to make sure that they don't lose money on a new route. It used to be that they were willing to kind of take a loss initially while a flight established itself and started to make money, but they're just not willing to do that anymore. So what we're able to do is offer various fee waivers and marketing support for airlines who will institute new nonstop destinations. And so what it involves is specifically is landing fee waivers for a period of a year. Marketing support, depending on the destination, could be up to as much as $100,000 in the first year of operation of the flight. And then also some other fee waivers of based on the number of passengers that are carried as that will be can be used as credits against airport rents.
Well, those are some very attractive things, especially the landing fees, because those really add up, and that's one of the areas that airlines really keep a close look at. And yeah, our landing fees at Tucson International Airport are among the lowest in the country, I believe, correct?
That is correct, actually. And the landing fee is affected by a lot of different things, and the way the agreements are structured between airports and airlines at each airport are a little bit different. But that is a kind of a nice distinction that we have, is it is one of the lowest airport landing fees, certainly in the western part of the country, and probably throughout the entire country.
790-2040, 790-2040. Dick Runzel is with us from Tucson Airport Authority, TIA, Tucson International. If you have any questions related to air travel or Tucson, Dick would be happy to entertain your questions. So the prospects with the incentive program, we're still looking strongly at Mexico.
Absolutely. You know, we've, you know, through working with our business partners here in the Tucson area, as well as, you know, business and tourism and government officials in Mexico, we've done a lot of work with them to identify, you know, what areas in Mexico are really have the most demand for air service from Tucson. And really what that has come down to is Sonora. In particularly Hermosillo, which we have not had flights to since 2008, but also Guaymas is a very much in-demand destination with business connections. And the advantage of Guaymas as well is just the proximity to San Carlos, so it's also a great vacation destination. So, you know, to have that combination of business and leisure is makes it that much more attractive. You know, we've been working with a couple of airlines, you know, really for a year or two to try and establish some service into Mexico to those destinations. One of them got a little bit of cold feet on us, so we actually have identified someone to kind of step in their place. You know, if things go along and we can establish service with this airline, I think it might actually even be better than the previous one we were working with. They're a much more established airline and will have much greater expertise in terms of being able to market the flight and sell tickets.
Yeah, you never know till the deal's done, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, these are long-term situations. I mean, the Portland flight, you know, took us a good couple of years of real intense work, and that's the way they all are these days. Nothing is easy.
Dick, I'm going to ask you to slip your headset on there so we can listen to Sheldon. Sheldon calling on our live line. Go ahead, Sheldon.
Hello, Bunk.
Hi.
Another great show.
Thank you.
Well, a few months ago, I attended a gathering, kind of a public forum for those interested in the operation. TIA, that was at the DoubleTree Inn. Questions could be asked from the audience. I hope that happens again this year. Relatives of mine, traveling from New York, they've done this many times. It used to be a direct flight from LaGuardia to TIA. Now they have to go all the time, most of the trips from LaGuardia or Newark Airport. They have to go to Sky Harbor instead of having a direct flight to New York City and back to New York, and direct flight to LaGuardia, they have to go to Sky Harbor to get back to New York City. What are the chances of getting direct flights from New York City direct to TIA and back as in the good old days?
Right, and that's something Dick Grunzel hears very often, I'm sure, to the New York metropolitan area with all 20 million people up there.
Yeah, certainly do. You know, thanks for the question. It's you know, it certainly is one of those destinations that's at the top of our list. We had the flights. Actually, it was really for a pretty short period of time back in the good old days, as we all like to call them, back when the housing boom was going and everything else. Everything came easy, and air service was kind of part of that for airports. So we did have for a relatively brief period have a flight to JFK with JetBlue and to Newark. With what was Continental at the time, right? And those were casualties of the economic crash, as well as high fuel prices. You know, it's definitely, you know, we are actually one of the largest airports in the country that does not have nonstop service to New York. So it's at the top of our list. It's at the top of the list of consideration of you know, the larger airlines out there. We talk with them about it constantly. I think, you know, depending on the outcome of the merger situation with American and U.S. Airways, I think if they merge, I think that could give us an even greater story to tell in terms of being able to demonstrate that we have the critical mass for them to add that flight. So we're working on it very hard. Certainly nothing imminent at this point, but as time goes on, I think our chances get better.
Yeah, and you mentioned we're one of the, as far as a large city, not to have service to New York. I see that Albuquerque has joined the JetBlue family now with a nonstop flight Albuquerque to New York. So we've got to be done. We got to be next in line, hopefully, to get that coming on.
Yeah, and the thing that helped Albuquerque in that quest is, you know, I'm not sure actually whether Albuquerque, the airport itself, offers an incentive program like we do here at TAA, but the state of New Mexico and I think some private groups came up with additional incentive money on top of whatever the airport had to offer. And that's the kind of thing that really makes airlines listen these days because again, they want to make sure that right out of the blocks, they're not going to lose any money. If we're trying to get something like that, you know, some interest from the business community in considering something like that, and if we can do that, that would help us even more.
Yeah, New Mexico is so aggressive with their film industry offering all these incentives, so that would not surprise me at all that Albuquerque area business people got together to really sweeten the pot on the JetBlue service. We're going to take a break right here. We're with Dick Grunzel from the Tucson Airport Authority, TIA. We'll talk air transportation for segment two as we continue with the Buckmaster Show. And we will be right back. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year, and if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
In my 25 years in Tucson, I have had only one dentist, Dr. Lisa Fogel. This highly skilled dental professional has a caring, friendly, can-do attitude that makes Dr. Fogel the choice of the Buckmaster family. Dr. Fogel's lovely state-of-the-art dental office is conveniently located on North Swan, just south of Speedway. For an appointment, call 881-1856 or visit lisafogeldentalessentials.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. It's our Thursday edition. Dick Grunzel is with us. He is Vice President of Administration at Tucson International Airport. He is also the CFO, Chief Financial Officer. Congratulations to you, Dick. Inside Tucson Business named you a finalist. You were one of the top CFOs in Tucson, so that's cool.
Thank you very much. It was a great honor.
Let's talk about some of the new things going on at TIA, and one of the new things is expediting your way through the security checkpoint.
Right. Within the last couple of weeks, TSA at our airport here, as well as they've been doing throughout a lot of other airports throughout the country, have implemented what they call their pre-check program. And what that involves is it's basically a special line going through the security checkpoints. If you qualify for this, you do not have to take your shoes off, your belt off. You don't have to take liquids out of your carry-on bag. You don't have to take your jacket off, your laptop out. Basically, it just, it allows you to get through security just so much more quickly than people who don't qualify for this program. And, you know, initially, the program is available kind of as a benefit through the airlines. If you're a very frequent flyer on an airline, unfortunately, other than Southwest, because Southwest at this point hasn't participated, but the other major airlines, if you're a very frequent flyer, they will invite you to join this program. But actually very soon, the TSA will be rolling out a program where people will be able to actually sign up, apply for it. They'll have to go in for an interview. It will involve fingerprinting and a background check. But for if you're approved through that process and pay an $85 fee, it will be good for 5 years and allow you that TSA pre-check access for a period of 5 years. So it's really great.
Boy, it is so important if you've been, not so much Tucson, usually our lines are pretty manageable, but some other airports, I mean, we all have seen these long lines, hour and a half easily.
Yeah, that's...
And to have that expedited area is really nice.
Yeah, we're very fortunate. We actually, you know, I'm going to give TSA compliments. We have a very great TSA team here in Tucson. I think anybody who has experienced going through our security checkpoints here as compared to most other airports airports will agree that our TSA folks here are very friendly. They're very courteous, and they really try and get you through quickly. But, you know, even though we don't really have a big problem with long lines here, just the hassle of having to, everything apart and all that. I mean, this is just one more thing that makes, our airport here just so much easier to go through. And, Phoenix is great, but Tucson is a lot better.
790-2040, any air service questions? Dick Grunzel is with us. When you look at when the market really dove in 2008, consequently, airports around the country really took a hit as well. It wasn't just the stock market, and I think in many respects, we're still recovering.
Yeah, that's very true. Besides the economy, which just, kind of immediately,
contracted.
put a dent in how much people are flying. Of course, then we've had all of the airline bankruptcies and mergers, which are still ongoing, in terms of American. And really, I think and as a result of these mergers, you can't deny the fares have gone up. And I think that itself has also discouraged people from getting back on the planes. I think business people are finding that with technology, there's not the as much of a need to travel anymore with webinars and Skype and all of that. So I think there's a lot of factors converging, which is really putting a damper on demand. And in particular, the smaller and medium-sized airports like us have taken a disproportionate hit on the air service because of the way the airlines have kind of refocused on their major hubs, and they've been adding flights in those markets and reducing even more in the smaller and medium markets like Tucson.
Yeah, and some of the markets have really taken a hit. I mean, if you look at when the market went down from about 2008, we're down about 25%, but that's about average, isn't it, for airports?
For airports our size, it is really about average. It's no consolation, and we don't take consolation that we're down that much because we really want to do better. But it really is about average for airports like us, and we're all going through the same process right now of trying to make sure that we're concentrating on helping our communities and our business people by doing everything we can to add additional services.
Good question that came in. A caller did not want to go on the air, but here is the question. Thank you, Rose, for putting this up on the screen for Dick and myself to check it out. Will this expedited TSA service, Dick, clear you through all airports? Say if you're cleared at TIA, how about New York or Dallas?
Yes, it will. For whatever airports you're traveling through, if you're ticket says and boarding passes say pre-check, it should be good for the entire round trip. So if you're leaving Tucson and you have pre-check on your return trip, whatever airports you're coming back from, you also will be eligible for pre-check on the other end.
How about the new control tower? I've only got about a minute.
The new control tower is moving along. The contractor or the design contractor is currently in the process, I believe, of reviewing contractor bids for the construction. So we're actually expecting construction will be starting early next year, and that process then will take another probably couple of years before it's completed.
What happens to the old tower?
It will stay right where it is because it's a Tucson
historic
icon.
Landmark.
Exactly. And it really is a the kind of the face of the of Tucson International Airport.
All right. Who? How about website directing folks to
flytucson.com?
Yeah, you've kind of changed it, made it a little easier.
Absolutely, with that, much easier.
Easier to remember, certainly. flytucson.com. Dick Grunzel with us from the Tucson International Airport. And again, we always urge all the Buckmaster Show listeners, why go to Phoenix when you can fly out of your hometown airport? Because, as I like to say, you're not only flying out of Tucson, but you're supporting the people who work at the airport.
That's absolutely right. It creates economic growth for our region by using our airport, and so we really appreciate when people do.
Thanks a lot, Dick. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. A Georgia man has been sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole for the murders of his father and seven other people who were beaten to death inside the mobile home they all shared. President Obama tells a Washington summit of business leaders that he wants to step up government attempts to draw foreign companies to the U.S. Obama administration officials have been defending U.S. efforts in Syria today in the face of blistering criticism from Republican members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The mayor of Toronto says he will not resign, even though police say they have obtained a video that apparently shows him smoking from a crack pipe. The mayor, Rob Ford, says he has no reason to resign. Stocks have turned lower on Wall Street. The Dow, NASDAQ, and the S&P all modestly lower. More details at srinnews.com.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Even the highest efficiency washing machine won't make your laundry soft and bright if you have hard water. It's the same for your dishwasher with spotted glasses. So why not call the Culligan man? Culligan now has a high-efficiency water softener that virtually eliminates hard water problems throughout your entire home. Your laundry is brighter and softer, glasses and shower doors are spot-free, and soaps and detergents last longer. Plus, it saves you up to 46% in water, salt, and energy. So if you're looking for ways to end hard water problems and save money around the house, a Culligan high-efficiency water softener works wonders. In fact, it makes all of your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer. Thanks to Culligan 100% satisfaction guarantee, your future, your home, and your laundry are guaranteed to be brighter. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan. Better water, pure and simple.
Limited time offer.
Southern Arizona is home to one of the world's most trusted sources of information on medicines. The Credible Meds website is visited each day by over 2,000 people from more than 60 countries. You too can learn how to personalize your medications and take control of your health care. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and join Bill Buckmaster each month as he and Dr. Ray Woosley, founder of Credible Meds, give you practical tips on how to get the most from your medications.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico make a great getaway for a weekend or longer. It's just 3 hours or so from Tucson and 15 degrees cooler to get to an area with so much to offer, from hiking, camping, exploring downtown historic Silver City, or just relaxing in a lovely environment. Visit southwestnewmexico.org for the complete list of great places to stay and visit in Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. I am Bill Buckmaster on KVOI The Voice. Coming up tomorrow, it's the Friday Focus interview. Our guest will be Andy Tobin, the House Speaker of the Arizona House of Representatives. But now, up to the plate, the Attorney General of Arizona, Tom Horn. Tom, how are you?
It's always good to be with you, Bill.
Thanks. Little protest outside the Arizona Attorney General's office earlier this week. These were the DREAMers, which stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. They were protesting outside your doors. They are angry at you because you sued Maricopa County Community College to stop it from charging only in-state tuition to these immigrants authorized to remain in the United States. You're the bad guy in their eyes.
Well, I guess that goes with the territory. As Attorney General, it's my job to enforce the law. I don't make the laws, and if they want the law changed, what they need to do is either have people who are here legally circulate petitions and get the public to repeal the law, or persuade the the legislature. But once the law is passed, it's not my job to change its substance. It's my job to enforce it. Now, the law provides that if you're not here legally, then you pay out-of-state tuition, just like somebody who lives in Texas, say, wanted to go to school in Arizona, that we would pay out-of-state tuition. What ASU has done, and I think probably the other universities, but I have more knowledge of ASU, is obey the law, but set up private funds for scholarships for these kids so that they can still go. And I must tell you, I have a lot of sympathy with them. I think that, you know, I was superintendent of schools for 8 years, and I served on a school board for 24 years. So the fact that kids want to get an education is something that I applaud. And when I was superintendent of schools, I put probably more energy into educating the English language learners, making sure they could learn English and succeed academically, than pretty much anything else that I did. So I have a lot of sympathy, but it's my job to enforce the law as it is, and not to change it. And where ASU obeys the law but established private scholarships, the Maricopa County Community Colleges just kind of gave the defiant finger gesture to the law and said, we're going to do what we want, regardless of what state law says. And when you're Attorney General, you're not allowed to let that go on. You have to, I mean, first we spoke with them. We had conversations with them for a long time, trying to find a way for them to obey the law and still educate these kids.
Tom,
but finally, they said they were going to they were going to continue to defy the law. I have no choice then but to enforce it.
Tom Horn is with us on the Buckmaster Show. Mr. Horn would be happy to entertain your questions or comments at 790-2040, 790-2040. Of course, as you mentioned, you were the former Arizona Department of Education superintendent, and I know you keep a very close eye on what's going on with the ongoing saga of the Tucson Unified School District and the Mexican-American Studies program. In fact, even on your website as Attorney General, you have information about this whole issue of TUSD. And what did you think of TUSD, Tom, revising the book policy that had drawn so much state concern?
Well, the books were always available in the library. The question was whether they would be used as regular textbooks in the classroom. And these particular textbooks, you know, were very radical. They're textbooks that advocated, you know, the position of Mecha. I don't know, Bill, to what extent your listeners are familiar with Mecha, but Mecha is an organization. If you're not familiar with it, Google Mecha, M-E-C-H-A, and I think that your listeners will be shocked at what they find there. They regard the Southwest United States as Aztlan, which is an organization that says that the Southwest United States is not properly in the United States. They want it either to be independent or go back to Mexico. They preach a lot of very virulently anti-American doctrine. There was one guy who said, first thing we do, let's kill the gringos. And you know, in today's society, one hesitates to use the word racist because it's so overused, but I think it really applies here. It's a program that's designed to teach kids that what's important is what race they were born into. I believe it's a fundamental American value that we're all individuals, and that what's important about us is what we know and what we can do and what is our character, and not what race we happen to have been born into. And this program really preaches the opposite. It preaches ethnic chauvinism. I wrote a statute that was passed by the legislature to put a stop to these kinds of programs. I think we should teach about the contributions of minorities, but we should teach all kids about the contributions of all minorities, and they should learn it together. And the standards that I had something to do with writing do require that, but not separate out kids by race and then teach them only about their own contribution. School is a place to raise people's horizons, not to narrow them.
Have you read some of these books, these seven books, including Critical Race Theory, 500 Years of Chicano History in Pictures, Message to Aztlan, yeah. Chicano, the book Rethinking Columbus? How many of these are you familiar with?
I'm quite familiar, actually, because this all started when I was superintendent of schools, and I was the one who kind of started the crusade to put a stop to this kind of racist theory and racist teaching. You know, critical race studies teaches kids to think racially. And, you know, they have, in one of these books, I forget which one it is, they have a chart that shows how minorities think in one way and whites think another way they propagate stereotypes. It's you know, we used to fight against Jim Crow. I was on the march in Washington in 1963 when Martin Luther King gave his famous speech where he said we should be judged by the content of our characters and not the color of our skin, and that's always been my philosophy. Now we have to fight, instead of fighting Jim Crow, we have to fight Crow Jim, where there's racism being preached in reverse, and I think it's very dysfunctional for these kids to be propagandized in this way. School is a place to teach them to treat each other as individuals, not on the basis of the race they were born into, to teach them about the contributions of all different cultures, and teach them to be proud Americans and not teach them to be virulently anti-American.
Well, the Arizona Department of Education, Mr. Horn, as you're aware, has, before this book policy decision, this recent vote by TUSD, had, it looked like, given a stamp of approval to nothing to do with the books, but as far as the revised course that they are now offering. Is that your understanding?
I was not aware of that, no.
Oh.
I didn't know that they had sufficient information. The last time I checked, the curriculum hadn't really been written and they hadn't passed judgment on it.
Let's talk a little bit about the marijuana law. I mean, we continue to have a suit after suit brought to Will Humble, the state health director, who's been on this show numerous times, and he can't really comment on any specific suits, but there are all these suits that are directed at him. Is it safe to say, Tom Horn, you wish that this the voters had never passed this marijuana law?
Yes, it would be safe to say I opposed it. I opposed it partly because of my extensive involvement in education. And I know what it does to kids when they smoke marijuana. They lose their ambition. Their grades go down. You know, it's like when you're on marijuana, it's, you know, everything's cool, man. Who cares about the future? And they act that way. And I think a lot of kids futures have been ruined by their loss of ambition and their failure to work hard to get good grades and so on, because of the, you know, the sort of temporary happy state that marijuana puts them in. So you count me as a very strong enemy of all forms of drugs and mind-altering substances.
And this barely passed. The voters, I wonder if it came up again, if it would pass again.
I wonder as well, because there's so much evidence that, you know, we're all sympathetic with somebody who's very sick and needs marijuana to help them. I mean, I don't know anybody who's not sympathetic with that situation. But I think people can now see that the whole thing is a sham. It's a excuse for recreational marijuana, and some of the evidence includes the fact that a very high proportion of the people who've got medical marijuana cards are healthy young men.
Did you use marijuana at any time during your life?
Never. In fact, I was at Harvard in the 60s when it was fairly prominent of a marijuana cigarette came out at a party. I was out the door in an instant. I think I was blessed with a good mind, and I wasn't going to screw around with it.
You just didn't want to take a chance with it.
No.
All right.
Tom, why do that to yourself, you know?
Tom Horn, stick around. We've got another segment to come up with you, lots to talk about, and we'll continue with Tom Horn on the Buckmaster Show on KVOI The Voice, and we'll be right back after this. Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Immerse yourself in the wonders of science with the new UA SciPass. Explore Flandreau Science Center, Stewart Observatory Mirror Lab, and Biosphere 2 at a 36% total savings by purchasing your UA SciPass for only $30. This VIP pass will be available for a limited time and is brought to you in partnership with UA Bookstore and can be purchased by visiting b2science.org. Visit these science wonders today with the new UA SciPass.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Looking for a family-friendly outing? Gather up the kids and head to the Desert Museum for the Beth Nielsen Chapman Concert on November 16th.
The greatest journey you'll ever find.
After the concert, enjoy Mighty Sky Night when the museum stays open till 10 p.m. for astronomy-inspired activities and nocturnal animal presentations. Chapman is an internationally acclaimed singer-songwriter. Songs from her Parents' Choice award-winning album, The Mighty Sky, use melodies and lyrics to highlight the wonders of the solar system.
Listen up, children, got a story to tell. There's music out in space ringing clear as a bell.
Chapman will also perform her biggest hits, like This Kiss and Happy Girl, made famous by Faith Hill and Martina McBride. Tickets for this musical adventure are only $10 for children and $20 for adults for the 3 p.m. matinee performance. For more information and to purchase tickets, go to desertmuseum.org and click on the Mighty Sky icon.
Chance plays a big part in today's world. There's a 5% chance you were born with an extra rib, a 12% chance we'll have a solar megastorm in the next decade, and a 20% chance that if you got in a road accident in Sweden, it was caused by an elk. Well, Cox Business understands that chance has no place in running a small business. Get business internet and phone for just $99 a month and enjoy the 100% certainty that comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's right. You get 100% certainty with phone features like on-the-go voice manager and internet speeds faster than basic DSL. Plus, 100% confidence with service that's been honored with the J.D. Power Award for highest in customer satisfaction with small mid-sized business wireline service. Make the switch today and get some certainty in an otherwise uncertain world. There's now a 99% chance this commercial is over, except for the legal.
Offer ends 12/31/13. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply. Must be claimed within 30 days of service activation. Other conditions apply. For J.D. Power Award information, go to jdpower.com.
It's 10 minutes to 1 on the Thursday edition of the Buckmaster Show. Arizona Attorney General Tom Horn is with us on the Buckmaster Show live line, and we're going to go right to the live line. We have Trent with a question for the Attorney General. Go ahead, Trent.
Hi, Mr. Horn. My question is, how is medical marijuana dispensed and regulated through the doctors that are authorized to do that? Because it seems like there could be a lot of potential for abuse in that area.
Well, there has been a lot of abuse. Theoretically, the doctors are supposed to do a physical examination, review the medical records, go onto a website to be sure no one's going to more than one doctor to get multiple prescriptions. And in practice, we find that many are not doing that. We've reported to the relevant boards. It might be the Board of Naturopathy. I think naturopaths have been probably more violators than anybody else. But whether it's medical boards or whatever, we've reported those to take action against them. But you can pick up any of these, these cheap newspapers or free newspapers, and you see ads where people say, you know, medical marijuana prescriptions, $50. We will not be underbid. The whole thing is turned into a facade. It really has not done what it was originally at least represented itself to the voters to do, which was to be a careful way to be sure that it was used only by people who really need it for medical purposes.
Tom Horn with us on the Buckmaster Show, 790-2040, 790-2040 for questions or comments for Tom Horn. You are up for re-election next year, and there have been a couple of county attorneys, Bill Montgomery in Maricopa County and Yavapai Sheila Polk, finding evidence that they say you violated campaign finance laws in the last election. Is this going to hurt your reelection bid, Tom Horn?
I don't think it will, Bill. The allegation is that I was in touch with the person who was head of an independent campaign about the expenditure. The law is that we're allowed to talk to each other, but we're not allowed to talk to each other. We're not allowed to coordinate the expenditures. There are phone records showing that we talked to each other, but she had 27 years of real estate experience, and I closed the most complicated real estate transaction of my life on October 29th of that year, which was just before the election, and she was giving me important advice on that, but we knew we weren't allowed to coordinate, and we didn't. And they're trying to say just because we had phone calls, that's evidence that we coordinated, and it's not, because we both say that in those phone calls we did not talk about coordinating the election, and there's no evidence to the contrary, really.
So would you characterize it as much to do about nothing?
Well, I don't know that I would go all the way to the title of a Shakespeare play, but but I would say that the evidence is requires a leap of faith. You cannot tell what people said to each other, but merely by the fact that one phone call followed another. The people making accusations are trying to say is, at such and such a time she spoke to Tom Horn, and at such and such a time she spoke to her consultant that was helping her with this independent ad. Therefore, her conversation with Tom Horn must have been about that. Well, Bill, I'm sure all of your listeners have had the experience where you talk to person A and then you talk to person B, but you talk to them about different things. You don't talk to about the same thing. So the mere fact that you spoke to somebody and that it followed a conversation with somebody else doesn't establish what you spoke about. And all of the testimony is that we spoke about other things, including her advising me on my real estate transaction, but we knew we weren't supposed to coordinate the campaign, and we didn't. In addition to that, they subpoenaed all of my personal emails from from the provider. And there was if we had been coordinating the wording of the ad that she ran, which is what's being alleged, there would have been an email either from me or to me with the text of the ad, and there was no such email. And you can't really revise an entire advertisement without some kind of writing. Mm-hmm. And there's really no direct evidence that that we really spoke about coordinating that. We were talking about other things. I think there's some political motives here where people are trying to say, because you spoke to her, close to her speaking to somebody else, that proves that you spoke about the same thing. I think all your listeners have had the experience of knowing they can speak to person A and speak to person B, and it doesn't mean they spoke about the same thing. They may well have talked about different things.
All right, let's go to Ingrid. She is up next on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Go ahead, Ingrid. You're with Tom Horn.
Hi. Two things. Number one, getting back to marijuana, just quickly, you said that it doesn't really take very much to get a prescription to get medical marijuana. I find that very amusing because in order to get to see a dietitian to straighten out what you should eat relative to all the medications a person's taking, you have to go first to your doctor and discuss it in the office, in the examining room with him or her, and then make the appointment with the dietitian. Sounds kind of strange, doesn't it? The other thing, with marijuana use and the laws, don't you think it's about time we took away the criminality from marijuana use altogether and treated it like cigarettes, which now I understand you will have to be 21 years old to smoke tobacco. Take away the criminality, leave it up to adults to make up their minds if they want to do something so stupid, and leave it at that.
All right. Tom Horn.
You know, I can sympathize with that point of view because theoretically you might say the government is there to protect our rights, and what business is the government telling us that we can't do something that we want to do that doesn't hurt anyone? I understand that philosophy, and I sympathize very much with it. It's very close to my personal philosophy. But experience tells us that if these drugs are more readily available, the usage goes up. And when the usage goes up, a lot of lives are ruined. A lot of people lose their ambition, stop working or stop working as hard. And it has a very detrimental effect on society. And that's kind of a practical experience that we've had that is contrary to the theory, without that experience, I would adopt the theory. I would say, what we do is our business. It's none of the government's business. But the practical effect is that there's will be more widespread use of drugs, and drugs bring short-term pleasure and long-term ruination, and that we know that from experience. And so I have not joined the legalization movement as a result.
All right. Let's see if we can squeeze one more caller in here with Tom Horn. Go ahead. You're with Tom Horn.
Yes, sir. This is Thomas. Just wanted to know if has there been any sting operations or anything to try to get the doctors that are abusing improper medical marijuana prescriptions?
Yes, there have, and as I mentioned earlier, when we find that they're doing that, we report them to the licensing board.
All right. Tom Horn, quick question about the voter, the federal form versus the state form. There'll be two ballots, essentially. Is that what we're looking at in Arizona in 2014? Can you kind of summarize that very quickly, Tom, please?
Sure, it may be. I personally argued the case at the United States Supreme Court, where I argued that Arizona had the right to be sure that voters were qualified by demanding, as Proposition 200 provided, by an overwhelming majority of voters, that people who want to register to vote have to provide evidence of citizenship. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that there is a federal form. People can choose a state form or a federal form, and in fact, the overwhelming majority approved the state form, where you do have to provide evidence of citizenship. But the Supreme Court ruled that the federal government has passed a law that if you choose to use the federal form, your signature is enough, and you don't need to provide evidence, which is absurd, because if people are willing to vote fraudulently, they would be willing to sign falsely. But the Supreme Court went on to say that Arizona is correct in arguing that it's of questionable constitutionality that the federal government prevent the states from getting the information they need to determine whether voters are qualified, which is a state function under Article 1, Section 2 of the Constitution. And they sent it back to the lower courts to deal with that. I expect that we will win that case. We have it pending now in the lower courts. I expect we'll win that case, and then we can require evidence of citizenship on all ballots, for everybody on all ballots. In the meantime, if that doesn't get done in time, then those who do not provide evidence of citizenship can vote only in federal elections and not in state elections.
Tom Horn, thank you for spending a half hour with us during your lunch hour. Have a great weekend.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
Tom Horn, Arizona Attorney General. This portion of the Buckmaster Show presented by our friends at Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, just three and a half hours east of Tucson to lovely Silver City, where it's the peak of the autumn season in the Gila National Wilderness. Check it out. Buckhorn RV Park, Georgetown Cabins, and Fayetteville Springs Resort among the great places to stay at. Check it all out at southwestnewmexico.org. Our thanks to Culligan for the bottled water, better water, pure and simple. All of our guests get a nice, cool bottle of Culligan water. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.